Hallelujah.
I have a feeling everything's going to be all right. Do you? What do you think about that, Benina? Tell your friend, I think everything's going to be all right. Hey! Go on and pray, girl. You just don't know, tell him. Hey, tell him you just don't know. Somebody needs to praise God for that woman. I'm serious. Hallelujah. Everything's going to be all right.
Thank you.
freak of a miracle. Let it happen. Take it from you. Say the devil can't have what God's trying to give me. Trying to give to me. Tell the devil you can't have it. 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 You can't have it.
Blessing from heaven.
build your faith on this. God can do it. Just build your faith on that. I heard my spirit pray, "You can do it, Lord." I heard my spirit say that. I heard my spirit say that. So build your faith on that. Tell the Lord, say, "You can do it, Lord. About that situation in your life. You can do it, Lord, and I know you will. You can do it, Lord. Can God work it out? Can God do anything? Can God do anything? Face and tell him, God can do it. Tell him with faith. Come on. God can do it. Look at that little girl and tell her that, please. Tell him, God can do it. God can do it. Lord, thank you. your problem is tonight, I don't care. The anointing of God can handle it. I don't care what the devil's done. I don't care how tight the chains are. I don't care how hopeless it looks. I'm here to tell you that the anointing of the Lord is here to set you free. If you would just open your heart, open in your mind, God will do something for you. But you gotta open your heart, then you gotta open your mouth. You gotta open your heart, then you gotta open your mouth and say, He is bringing me out. Just open your mouth and ask God to do something for you. There's some things being broken right now. Buffeting spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We command you in the name of Jesus. Take your hands off God's people. Take your hands off God's people. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Set them free. That tormenting. Right now we call it an end. Loose here in the name of Jesus. And I'm here to tell him tonight the word of the Lord that God's going to bring him out. They're going to be all right. God just wants you to be blessed. Is that all right? Come on, Chris, help me. Hallelujah. Say amen. Glory to God. Love somebody right now. That's important that you do that. Amen. Love somebody right now and be sincere about it. Amen. You'll break the anointing if you don't. Amen. Hallelujah. Love somebody right now. Be sincere about it. Let the love of God flow through you right now. That's the power of God. That's the power of God right now. If you just love somebody. Amen. If you just love somebody, open yourself up to love somebody right now. Glory to God. That's the power of God in manifestation. Glory to God. That's the anointing of God. You'll start a miracle. Love somebody. Let it flow right now. It'll come back to you. Glory to God. Love somebody right now. Be sincere about it. Don't be. Come on. Love somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Love somebody right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Love somebody and be free and release it. Tell them something good. Speak it out right now and be bold. Glory to God. Love somebody right now. Tell them the truth. Glory to God. Love somebody right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You tell them. You tell them. You tell them. You tell them. Glory to God. You love somebody right now. God bless you, dear. I love you. Oh, it's going to be all right. You hear me? It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. You can give us some light, Brother Jesse. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Love the hell out of somebody right now. Do you hear me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I dare you to try it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Go on and do it right now in the name of Jesus. The devil got people where they are because he hated them there. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the devil hates people to hell, and that you can love them to heaven. Glory to God. Love the hell out of them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 That's a word. That's a word. That's a word. There's a revelation in that right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I love you more than the devil hates you. I love the hell out of you right now in the name of Jesus. That's what God did for us. That's what Jesus did for us. We were destined for hell. Hell was on the inside of us. It was our destiny. But Jesus came and loved it right out of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I'm going to love you out of that mess. Glory to God. I'm going to love you out of that condition. Glory to God. I'm going to love you out of that situation. I'm going to love you out of that mindset. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love wins. Love wins. Love wins. It never fails. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some people. Love right now. There's an anointing love right now, motivated. Come on, you can do what others can't do right now. Glory to God. There's some people that need it right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Please move in it. Hallelujah. Love somebody, please. Hey, what are you sitting around looking stupid for? Love in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Be sincere about it. Let the anointing of God flow through you and speak. Glory to God. Oh, Father, 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 Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a yoke broken. Get there. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Glory to God. Don't you be afraid. Don't you hold back. Glory to God. Something will break. Glory to God. I love you. Hallelujah. Come here. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Flow in it in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. There is healing that's taking place. There's healing taking place. Glory to God. But I'm going to do the Boshalaha. There's some people in some situations right now that are stuck because the devil hated them there. Glory to God. Love was vacant in their lives, and therefore their strongholds there. But you can oppose what the devil did right now with the love of God. Tell somebody everything's going to be all right. You tell them that. You tell them because it will. Glory to God. You assure them I love you and it's going to be. Yes. Glory to God. I just sense it. Tell them it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. Not just that I want it to be all right. I'm here to tell you it's going to be all right. Glory to God. Not only do I want it to be all right, I'm here to tell you in Jesus' name it's going to be all right. He's going to work it out. There's a miracle coming your way, honey. Glory to God. There's a deliverance. There's a miracle coming your way in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is the best day. Glory to God. This is the day that God turns it around. Don't be afraid to be Jesus. Don't be afraid to be like Jesus. Glory to God. Don't be afraid. Don't you sit there. Don't be afraid to be like Jesus and love somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, girl. Hallelujah. Ramadoro Labos Shira Bakandondi Dele Banda do Osa. Rakatama Ayan of Oshila Bahande Liburo Tosaha. You've asked for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. There it is. Now flow in it. Glory to God. 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 That's the strongest flow. That's the strongest flow. Watch out what you listen to. Glory to God. That's the strongest flow. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you and listen to that love CD. Glory to God. Think about it right now. That's the strongest flow. 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 Don't blow it. That's the strongest flow. When God really wants to get something done, he flows in love. That's the strongest flow. That's the strongest flow. What prophecies fail? Love. love will work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We can prophesy here all night long. We can prophesy without taking a breath for 10 years. Glory to God. And just moving in the flow of love will accomplish more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, in the last days, love will be the motivation that gets the job done. For there have been lots of people that have done a lot of crazy things because they love somebody. But my church can do nothing until it learns to flow in that same flow of love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you're going to find yourself stepping out to do stuff that you wouldn't do in your right mind. Hallelujah. You wouldn't do those things in your right mind. You wouldn't do. You wouldn't give. You wouldn't show. Glory to God. You wouldn't hug. You wouldn't give up. Glory to God. You wouldn't step out and reach somebody. Glory to God. You wouldn't take the extra time. You wouldn't do certain things. And somebody's going, answer, what made you do it? I don't know. I just loved them. Hallelujah. Somebody say love. Love. Say love. Love. Love made me do it. Glory to God. How many of you like to have that kind of flow? Glory to God. How many of you want to do what God wants you to do? Love will make you do what God wants you to do. Glory to God. Glory to God. And if you let it flow through you, you won't be so weak and timid. I tell you what, when you pray for boldness, God will send you love. Amen. When you pray for boldness, God will send you love. Glory to God. What you got? Hallelujah. He got the scripture. I bet you got Corinthians. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody say, love will make you do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody study for yourself this week. 1 Corinthians, you've heard it and you heard it again. Amen. Somebody say, amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's go there and I'll read that to you. Hallelujah. This is really good. I got this message, and I know this message is of God, amen. But we've been interrupted by the Holy Ghost, amen, for the last week. We've been trying to get it out there for the last week, amen. But God's been interrupting us, amen. Hallelujah. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith, so as to move mountains, but have not love, I am what? Amen. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, and I have not love, I am what? Love is patient, love is kind, love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. How would you like to have that kind of faith? How would you like to have faith that makes you bear all things? Glory to God. How would you like to have the kind of faith that'll believe all things? You know, God tells you something, you want to believe all things. Amen. How'd you like to have the kind of faith that you will always be expecting good things to happen? Hope is expectation. When it says hope, it talks about you have an expectation. There are a lot of people that don't expect God to do anything. Amen. It says hope. Let me tell you what hopes. Somebody say love hopes all things. My God, think about that. And it says love also does what? Endures all things. Amen. Somebody say love hopes, endures, believes, and bears. My goodness. How would you like to bear? How would you like to bear, believe, and hope and endure? How would you? Doesn't that sound like a faith giant? I tell you what, it says when you get into the flow of the Holy Ghost and let the divine flow of God's love flow through you, guess what? All of these other things will naturally start to happen. Amen. All of these things will start to happen. Somebody say amen. People that love people. I've seen parents, you know, they said that when cars would go off the road and crash and cars would be sitting on people's children, that mothers have gotten out of the car supernaturally and lifted up cars and trucks to pull their children out. And someone, you know, anybody in their right mind would say a woman can't pick up a car or a truck to help somebody out, right? You got to get a tow truck in order to do that. But nobody would tell that person. She didn't believe that. Amen. Well, she just knew that love, somebody say love, can endure and do anything. That woman didn't pick that car up. Love did. Somebody say amen. You ever seen people do things that are just unbelievable, move so quickly? Amen. You ever seen a little weakling beat somebody up because somebody said the wrong thing about his girlfriend or his mama? Amen. You can call him every name in the book, but the minute you talk about his mama, he's going to tear you up. Amen. Why does that happen? Somebody say love. Love can do all things. Hallelujah. Somebody say, if you love enough, amen, you'll start to do all things. Amen. There have been certain people, somebody say, love will make you stick to stuff. Amen. I can't bear this much longer. Amen. Fall in love. You will. Amen. When you love somebody, you'll deal with the dirty underwears in the corner. Amen. You'll deal with the dirty dishes every now and then. Amen. You'll deal with that morning breath. Amen. Thank God I don't have to face anybody with that yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, you can bear all things because love does that. Love does that. How many of you want to just give up? How many just love having that kind of faith that makes you give up on everything? I don't have no confidence in that person anymore. I just wrote them off, and that's just it. Somebody say amen. Well, that's the way, but you know what? That's not the love of the Lord. Oh, Father, don't let me preach to myself tonight. We're going to get out early tonight because I don't want to hear this. Amen. You know that man would even the preacher don't want to hear it. Amen. Amen. But it's still good. Amen. It's still good. Love will make you keep holding on when everything else tells you let it go. Somebody say amen. Love is some powerful stuff. You can tell people, I let you go a long time ago. It's just love that's holding on. Amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. I wrote you all 15 years ago, amen, but love's still holding on. Hallelujah. In my mind, amen, I wrote you off the second day I met you. Hallelujah. But the love of God just won't let you go. Amen. Love has enough to hold on to you. Amen. We got that love of the Lord on the inside of us. Guess what? Amen. When our flesh gives out, amen, love will still be holding on. Somebody say amen, because it's not our love. Amen. Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. Amen. Thank God that we don't have to love each other with our own kind of love. We can love each other with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you're taste and you get sick of people, amen. And we do get sick of people, amen, sometimes. Somebody say amen. You know what? The love of God never gets sick of people. It heals them. Somebody say hallelujah. So we want to start to flow in that kind of love. Amen. If I was going to talk to you tonight about something, amen, it would have been this, and I'll pick it up on Sunday morning, amen, but we can apply this love to what I was going to talk to you about, amen. So it said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It says, don't be afraid, but be of good courage. You know, be strong in the Lord and have courage. So say courage and confidence and strength. And that courage means just to stick in there. I don't want to get there. Then I mean I have to work over the weekend, amen, when I can use the same message. Glory to God. So say, help him, Lord, amen. Don't blow it. Don't work too hard. You ever saw people that work at the post office, you know? Those people that work at the post office, they have that thing conditioned. They do just about enough, amen. The new person comes into the post office, you know, and they start getting all busy. As soon as the supervisor goes away, they say, you better slow down. Glory to God. So say, don't work too quick, amen. Ride it out, amen. But listen, you can... strength and stability comes with just a lot of love. Strength and stability comes with a lot of love. Amen. God, when you love something, it will automatically give you strength. Amen. People say, God, give me strength to love this person. No, love will give you strength. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't need strength to love somebody. Amen. Love is free. Love is a gift from God, and God will strengthen you when you decide to love somebody else. Amen. How easy is it? Let me just get over that. You don't have to. He just pours it in. Some say love is free. It's just a switch. I mean, it's just a switch. You can turn it on. You can turn it off. Amen. Some say turn a switch of love on. Leave it on long enough to get some strength. It's like a battery charger. Amen. You know, you have to keep yourself. When you find yourself losing energy, losing desire, losing inspiration, all of these things, amen, you need to turn up the love. Do whatever it takes to turn up to love. You know, that's why the Bible tells us to fellowship together. Love one another. Amen. Let's just not shout together. Amen. But let's hang. Let's drink coffee together before and after church. Amen. Let's hug each other. Amen. Why? Because that will strengthen us. Love. Somebody say amen. Love strengthens. Amen. You want a strong church? Get a loving church. Stop trying to be so strong. Amen. Just start to get, it's like steroids. Somebody say hallelujah. It's a spiritual thing that you can do without getting sick. Amen. You can sit there and walk all those things out and try to work it. That ain't going to work. Amen. Well, you can take the steroid of God. Amen. You can take that supernatural Holy Ghost steroid that's not going to help you. Amen. Somebody say overdose in the love of God, and you'll be strong in no time. Hallelujah. Isn't that good? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. Hallelujah. It was good tonight. Amen. These Friday night, amen, I got your seat. God got you. Whose Bible is this? Amen. Just praise the Lord. Oh, he's loving somebody. Amen. I'm going to leave him alone. Amen. Some say, mind your business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost meetings are really unique. We have to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. Have to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. So even in some things that appear to be different, even in the shout, listen. Even in the shout, listen. Just listen to God. You know, try to find out what's the Holy Spirit trying to say tonight. What's God trying to do? Don't get so caught up in all the other stuff, but figure out and watch what God is trying to do and pick something up for it from it. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Tonight, whether you realize it or not, there was a manifestation, divine flow of the love of God, you know? Just the love of the Lord. Just the love of the Lord. There were two strong impressions that I had. One was earlier. You just see, so, you know, we go to ministry, especially on Friday night. People come to have their needs met, don't they? You know, and there's some needs here. Good Lord, we all have needs. Amen. But you have no idea what people really need. And some of the things that people come here to need tonight are absolutely impossible, but by God. Amen. And we're not to give up on those things. Amen. But God, you know, I heard my spirit say, God can do it. How can he do it? By love. See, God told me he could do it, amen. Then he started to do it. He said, this is how I can get it done. First of all, I'll fill this place with love, amen. And I'll start to take care of these people, that everybody can have their needs met. Let's not give up hope on one another, amen. Think, oh, this person will only arrive to this level. This person will only get this far, amen. This person will only go, that's just about as far as they go. That's just them, amen. Don't you limit the power of God. Don't you limit the power of God. People are going to come in here, amen. You don't know what the Lord can do. He can do anything and will, amen. Don't be the dumb one sitting up there limiting people, amen. When God gets a hold of people, he changes everything, amen. He changed, God can, I mean, he can take us from a trailer with no wheels, amen. Hallelujah, trailer with no wheels on it, amen. You couldn't even, amen, to a mansion, amen. It doesn't take any time. We had one woman in here, amen, so broke she couldn't even afford to get her trash carried away, amen. Couldn't even afford to get her trash carried away. The woman had to go to church. She didn't have any earrings to wear. She was so poor, she didn't know that she looked dumb, amen. She went and made earrings out of tin foil, amen. Now, that's poor, amen. I mean, that's a poor, I mean, that, not only that, I mean, that's real poor, amen. You ever been so poor it starts to mess on your mind, amen? That's what happened. There. She was so poor, started messing with her mind. Said, "There's that tinfoil would look real good in my ears." Amen. Amen. People do crazy stuff. They get so poor. Amen. Amen. But God took that woman. Amen. From being so poor that her mind was kind of messed up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, "Thank you, Jesus." When people start forgetting things, give them some money. Amen. Somebody say, "That's the third step." You know, when people die, rigor mortis sets in, amen. People get broke sooner or later, they're going to start going nuts, amen. She said, that's a soft spot. She said, I know what you're talking about, brother. Hallelujah. Somebody, why? This is the Holy Ghost, whether you like it or not, amen. Why? Because people get so broke, you know, that fantasy world looks a lot better, amen. They say, when I'm sitting here, I'm looking at the roaches, amen. But when I'm in my own world, I'm in Vegas, amen. I'm in Hollywood. I'm on the beach in Hawaii. Amen. Somebody say, you can come back from the. This is the Holy Ghost. Yes. Sit down just for 5 seconds. Glory to God. This is the Holy Ghost. I don't understand this. Amen. Amen. But you can come back. Amen. You can come back. Somebody say, glory to God. You can come back. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If there was no hope, I would have checked out too. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, amen. But Jesus is a God that makes dreams come true. And I'm here to tell you that little dream that you had, little boys, little girls, whatever it is, God can still do it and will. Don't let go. Amen. Get that aspiration back. Get that vision back. Get that goal back. Get that desire back. Get that hope back. God can do it. Somebody say amen. Somebody said, I'm 92 years old and I want to be a race car driver. You be a 92-year-old race car driver. Amen. Well, I got 3 days to live. Amen. We're going to stick you in a race car when you're dead. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not impossible with God. Amen. It's not impossible with God. You hold on. Sarah had to believe God. Amen. She was 99 years old. 99 years old. Glory to God. And God said, listen, you're going to have a child. She's going to have a child at 99 years old. First of all, who's going to want to be with her to let her have a child? Somebody say amen. And Sarah was kind of a freak. Glory to God. Because Sarah said, how can I have pleasure in my old age? Glory to God. Amen. She took it up an extra step. That woman had great faith. Not only did she want to have a child, she wanted to enjoy the whole way. Glory to God. She wanted to experience it all. Amen. Amen. But the normal mind, you would have just given up. Now, I tell you what, if some old lady would have come in here, amen, 90 years old and said, God said, I'm going to have a child. I would have said, well, they are doing that stem cell research, honey. You just keep believing God. Amen. Hallelujah. But Sarah believed God way back there before all this other stuff. Amen. God promised them and they just started laughing at it. Amen. Amen. People called them crazy. I mean, I guess they went crazy. Said, now I guess I am. I'm going to have a child. Maybe she did go. Amen. Maybe she just had a nervous breakdown. That was all that laughter was about. Amen. Amen. You mean to tell me, I'm 99 years old and going to have a child? Hallelujah. God kept her long enough to enjoy that child's life too. Ooh. Think about that. That's two miracles. Glory to God. She didn't die young, have somebody else raising her children. Amen. Hallelujah. She was hanging with the young girls. Amen. All the little 13, 14-year-old girls out there with kids. That's how old they were. She was 99 years old hanging. Amen. Someone say amen. If God's going to give you a vision late, He's going to give you a miracle late. He's going to keep you young enough so you enjoy it. Amen. So you don't miss out on it. Hallelujah. They said, aren't you missing out on stuff? Aren't you kind of old to get started? No, God will keep me young enough and give it to me when I get there. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll be so old, won't be able to enjoy my children. Glory to God. You just keep holding on. Amen. Amen. You just keep believing God. Amen. It doesn't look like it's going to happen in the next 5 years. I'm just going to wrap it up and die. I just better learn to enjoy this miserable life. And I tell you what, if it don't come quickly, God will keep you alive long enough to enjoy it. Amen. You're going to have what God wants you to have. And you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Tell yourself that. You will be blessed. Glory, you will be blessed, and the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. You're going to come up whether you want to or not. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You're going to be blessed whether you want to or not. And I haven't said that in a long time. Amen. Last time I said it, it came to pass. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He'll bless you and then let you do something dumb. Amen. No. Hallelujah. But you're going to be blessed because God wants you blessed. God loves you. God loves you. Amen. Ooh, praise the Lord. That's enough. We need to take an offering. Hallelujah. So somebody should say it's a good thing to give. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say you reap what you sow. How many of you had nothing this week? Amen. Because you reap what you sow. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. You reap exactly what you sow. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. It's a good question now. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God, y'all. I tell you what, we've had testimony after testimony of the faithfulness of the Lord. Oh, he's so good. Oh, Jesus is so good, y'all. This week, I mean, I tell you what, the devil was as bad as he could be this week, but God was better. Woo! Hallelujah! Isn't it good when the devil can act bad, but God can act better? Amen. God was better than every one of the devil's mess. Amen. God outdid every one. The devil did his little number. It's like that little show in Free to Be You and Me. Everybody seen Free to Be You and Me? Anything you can do, I can do better. Amen. It was like that with God this week. Amen. The devil would show up in the morning. God would show up at 12. Amen. Amen. That ain't nothing. Somebody say amen. He'll fix it, make it better. Amen. I'm here to tell you whatever the devil did to you in the beginning years of your life, God's going to fix it in the latter end. God's going to fix it in the latter end. He's going to turn it around. Amen. He's going to turn it around. Amen. He's going to turn it around.
I like what Joyce Meyer said. I wanted to shout when she said, my beginning was kind of rough. She said, I tell you what, I'm going to have one bang up in. Hallelujah. Yeah. Y'all are going to Joyce Meyer. Everybody going in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Everybody going to Joyce Meyer. Also, Brother Hagin's going to be ministering the 1 week in, the week of the 17th of February. Y'all can get your plane and go. I ain't got no job. You can get a plane and go. Amen. Some say, just say you're going and go. Amen. Call to make a reservation and believe God. Amen. You can't go hitchhike. Amen. Catch a ride. Amen. If you want to go, you can go.
Amen.
If the word of God, if the anointing of God is there for you, glory to God. I mean, I tell you what, they had to get Jesus from Egypt, amen, to Bethlehem. They have no car, no planes. Amen. They huffed it with a mule. Glory to God. And all you got to do is get to Tulsa. Amen. And get blessed. Amen. And the first thing you got to do, is you got to say, well, I don't know if they let me off. Just say it. That's the first thing you got to do, is you just got to say it. You know, well, maybe somebody say amen. You just say it. I'm going to do it. You ain't got no money. I'm going. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going. Amen. Hallelujah. If God wants you to do it, first thing, see, that's what gets wrong with certain people. They got to figure it out first. The first thing you got to do is you got to speak it. Amen. God, the provision's not going to come until you speak it. Oh, I could never do that. Well, you never will. I'll never be able to do that. You'll never will. Oh, I don't know if I could ever get the money. You won't. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I don't care. You can look at your wallet. It could be just as empty, whatever you say. I'm going out to eat tonight. You'll go. Amen. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go to Tulsa. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm going to believe God and he's going to do it. Amen. You got to feel that there's money in your mouth and power is in your mouth. Amen. You just got to say it. I'm going to come out of debt and you'll come out of debt. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank God. Hallelujah. Start to speak some things. It's a Holy Ghost night. Boy, is it a Holy Ghost night. I'm enjoying this. Amen. My Lord. Hallelujah. There's so much rich, good things. Amen. Somebody say something good right now. Just say something good out of your mouth. Just say it. I dare you. Just say something good right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. 12 passenger van. Honey, I like that. Amen. Let's say something. Amen. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Say it again. I like that. She said, what did you say, honey? She said a 12-passenger van. She said debt free by 2003. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God can do it. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, God, honey, go on, use your faith and get it. Amen. You better watch out with these people that got faith. Watch what God does. My God loves some people. Well, honey, you just go on and get it. Amen.
Amen.
Some say, we'll receive it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Watch out for these people. I used to think people were, I learned my lesson. I used to think people did some things that were pretty crazy. First time I met this woman, I said, this woman was gone. I mean, she's a nut. Amen. First service we had, she got up there. I'm going to tell it. She got up there, the first service she had, said God told her not to pay her house note for a year. And I'm thinking, this woman going to lose her house. She sit up here. God told me not to pay my house note for a year. I said, wait. I said, my first job was pastor. I'm going to get this sister straight. Amen. Tell her she's going to lose her house. Is she crazy? Amen. You blah, blah, blah. And I went to God and said, how do I handle this? He said, listen, I'm going to tell you what. You don't know what I told her to do. Hallelujah. You mind your business and I'll mind my business. He said, as a pastor, you get with her faith. Wherever her faith is, you get with that faith. Amen. God tells you to do something. It's not me to come against your faith. Now, I can speak my common sense. Amen. But only God can tell you what he told you. Glory to God. I'd rather agree with your faith than work against it. There have been a lot of people that have blown some things for people. Amen. Well, let me lessen your faith a little bit. You know he's not going to do that. He did it.
Amen.
There have been a lot of crazy people said they were going to do things. Ruthie said it last night. Crazy woman came up to her. Amen. And we was talking about crazy. People think I'm crazy. Glory to God. When you start talking about faith, that's crazy. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They sit up there going to pay notes. Stuff like I said, God can do anything. And there are a lot of crazy things that God wants to do for you. There are a lot of crazy things about to happen in your life that God wants to do for you. The only way you can explain it is just crazy. I speak it into existence right now. I speak it into existence. There's a lot of crazy things God wants to do for you. Giving you $60,000 for that piece of land. That's crazy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's amen. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many receive the crazy thing of God?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless this. Thank you, Jesus. There's some prophetic people coming into your life. Study. Amen. Study. Amen. Study. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Let us become faithful with the mission that you've given us. And we thank you for every angel you sent across our path. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, we pray for Nikki out there in the front office right now. Everybody just start to agree in prayer right now. And just start to say, thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And what's the pressure? Who's this woman right here? What's your name, dear? Thank God for Doris. Thank God for Doris. Thank God for Doris right now. Don't play. Just thank God for Doris. Amen. I know it's a miracle. I know it's a miracle. I know. God said that last night. Last week, he said that people are sitting in here and be coming in here. It's a miracle for them even being in here. And all you got to do is tell them thank you. And I know that that's a miracle. Amen. If you only knew, you'd say thank you, Jesus. If you had a only knew, you'd say thank you, Jesus. It's true, huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless Doris tonight. Everybody intercede for her right now in Jesus' name. Bless Doris tonight, Father. Oh, we assign angels to her path. Bless her, Father. Anything wrong, make it right in Jesus' name, Father God. Any area of pain, any area of hurt, God be the healer right now. Thank you, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus. Restore the years. Oh, that so cankerworm and all these things are just eaten away, Father God. And bring healing. Please, Jesus. Bless her. Bless her, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anybody that loves it will be blessed. Hallelujah. Anybody that loves it will be blessed. Glory to God. Why don't you stand up and sow right now? We'll be here Sunday morning. Amen. At Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Amen. Isn't it good to see Tommy and Kelly in church tonight? Amen. We love you guys.
Amen.
Love you people. Love you people. Amen. Aren't y'all glad to see me here tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Did y'all? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Look at somebody that you're glad to see here tonight. Go, boy, I'm glad to see you. No, seriously, go to somebody and tell them, I'm so glad to see you. Rex, you came to that door tonight. I was happy to see you. Glory to God. I love you, buddy. Thank you, Jesus. Well, come on up and sow. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Did y'all enjoy yourself tonight? I enjoyed myself. Hallelujah. Crystal working on a Friday night with a preacher woman outfit on. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you, Verna. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all be blessed. Don't hang out late tonight. Amen. Honey, y'all can do whatever. That's not my call. So she calls you up and told you she wanted. Well, you better jump on it, amen. Because I'm not gonna stand in the way of you and her, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. You call Belle up and tell her you're on the way to come pick her up. Hallelujah. Isn't that a trip? Belle called tonight and said she wants it clean. I love that. So I just want to let you know I want that building clean. Amen. Well, if some people kick in, if we all do a little bit, we can get it done. Amen. Hallelujah. If we all do a little bit, we can get it done. You want to see Brother Jesse?